Hi, my name is Amelia, and I'm 13 years old. Today is November 25th, and I'm speaking with Jill Sherry Robinson, who is my grandma. We are recording this interview in Los Angeles, California. What was it like riding a horse to school?
It felt like a natural thing to do because the friends I liked best got to ride their horses to school. It just felt like that's what you do. And when we were living in the 1940s in Brentwood in California, you rode horses to school just the way you'd ride them on Sunday down to the polo field to watch the movie stars play polo. Horses were like a member of the family. You had a horse like you had a car.
How would you describe yourself as a teenager?
Restless, wanting to tell my own stories, tell them true, to write like tough guy writers. I wanted to write like men that got to be famous writers and write strong books about subjects girls weren't supposed to write about. Like fighting and power and being president. And I wanted to write about doing important things and not just beautiful things. Except I also like to write about fashion, that's the truth. I loved writing about clothes and I loved designing clothes.
How did you face like sexism when you were a teen? Like, because growing up in that time, like, was it very present in your life? And, like, how did you
Completely.
Deal with it?
You didn't think of it as sexism. The rules were so clear. I'm going to wait till this goes by. There was no sense that there were rules. Sexism was not a word. It was very clear there were things women did and did not do. And things girls did and did not do. And there were things that men got to do, which was everything. Girls, you didn't automatically get a car when you were 16 if you were a girl. You had to be asked to go to a dance. You had to wear certain kinds of clothes. If you wore stockings, you had to wear them with a seam up the back of the leg to show you were wearing stockings, because seamless stockings were just invented, but it was not good taste to wear bare legs with shoes. Silly things like that.
Yeah, that's crazy. So my last question is, would you go back and change anything if you could?
About my life?
Yeah, just about anything.
I think I would have had more confidence. I would have tried to believe in myself and who I really was, and not spend as much time wanting to be tall or a better horseback rider or to have straight, long blonde hair or to be a really good dancer. I would try to go back and know I was a really good writer and a really good artist, to know what I was good at and believe in it and love it.
Yeah.
And admire my friends for what they could do and not be mad at myself that I couldn't.
Yeah. My last question is, what do you think is your greatest accomplishment? Like, what are you most proud of that you've done in your life?
Find my independence and courage to take care of myself when I knew things were wrong, to accept the fact that some things I did were wrong, to change what I could. And my biggest accomplishment that I'm most grateful for is the fact that I was able to become a woman that my children could be proud of. As a parent.
Okay.
And I think the thing I'm most grateful for is the family I have today.
Aw. Okay, I'm going to stop recording, but is there anything, any last things that you'd like to say?
No, is there any last thing you'd like to write, you'd like to ask me?
No.
Those are pretty good questions.
Thank you.